This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. President Donald Trump has laid out his plan for reopening the federal government, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it is a non-starter. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
President Donald Trump says he's ready to break the logjam and make a deal with the Democrats. Give him nearly $6 billion for a steel barrier stretching 370 kilometers along the border with Mexico, and he will agree to 3 years of protection against deportation for some immigrants.
This is a common sense compromise both parties should embrace. The radical left can never control our borders. I will never let it happen.
But Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, where the Democrats are in control, is calling Trump's proposal a non-starter. The president's offer also faces criticism from some prominent conservative commentators who warned Trump that going soft on immigration would jeopardize his re-election next year because many of his supporters will desert him. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Congo's Constitutional Court has rejected an appeal over the outcome of the disputed presidential election, ruling the challenge unfounded. Judge Noel Kilumba said that runner-up Martin Fayulu, who launched the court action, had failed to prove that the election results announced by the Election Commission were false. Opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi was declared the winner of last month's vote. Fayulu had accused Tshisekedi of making a power-sharing deal with outgoing President Joseph Kabila. Both Tshisekedi and Kabila denied that charge. The December 30th vote was hoped to be the first democratic peaceful transfer of power in the DRC since its independence from Belgium in 1960. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Scores of migrants